Track 9, Coping with Triggers. On the last track, we discussed the effects of triggers on PTSD clients, and also various types of triggers, anniversary triggers, current stresses, and bodily triggers. Now that we've discussed the various types of triggers, we will move on to coping strategies for the client's reactions to these triggers. On this track, we will present three techniques to help a PTSD client cope with their triggers: trigger coping questionnaire, writing, and abdominal breathing exercise. On this track, we will discuss PTSD resulting from combat and sexual abuse. Cho, a 29-year-old escaped refugee from North Korea, related her traumatic experiences while imprisoned in a communist detention center for singing a South Korean song. Cho stated, "They beat me bad every day. After breakfast of rice, they would beat me because they liked to see me throw up. I would go hungry until they fed me again the next day. The guards raped me and told me I was a traitor. They told me my family was dead and my husband was dead. I did not know if they were lying. Now when I smell rice, I want to throw up." As you can see, one of Cho's strongest triggers was rice. Her other triggers included the smell of blossoms and warmth because she was imprisoned during the warm blossoming season, the feeling of being dirty because she was not allowed to bathe while in captivity, and the sound of metal doors banging open or close. Throughout this track, we will relate the following techniques to Cho's specific triggers: rice, blossoms, feeling dirty, and metal doors. To help Cho motivate herself to face these triggers, her therapist, Marion, asked her to answer the questions on the following trigger coping questionnaire relating to her present coping strategies with the trigger of rice. Number 1. What are your fears about this trigger? Cho answered, "I have the fear that I will embarrass myself and throw up in the sight of strangers." Number 2. How have you usually reacted in the past? Cho wrote, "I run to bathroom or run away from the smell. I get angry too. In prison, I screamed and cursed the guards. I tried to throw up on them when they beat me. When I smell the rice, I want to tell people around me that I hate them." Number 3. What have been the costs of avoiding this trigger or of handling the trigger with fear, anger, or emotions associated with the trauma? Cho answered, "My favorite foods are Asian foods. I can't eat at Asian restaurants with friends anymore." Number 4. How would you like to react in the future? Cho wrote, "I want to be happy with my friends and eat the foods I like and go to restaurants I like." Number 5. What do you stand to gain if you react in a way you feel would be more beneficial? Cho responded, "I would have more friends. I would be happy and forget the prison." Number 6. How can you break down this trigger so you can face it more easily? Because she had trouble with this step, we worked out a system together. Cho decided to stand outside a restaurant that cooked rice for no more than 5 minutes while practicing the relaxation technique we will discuss later on this track. Then, when she could cope for after 5 minutes, she increased the time and stood there for 10 minutes. Eventually, she entered the restaurant itself where the smell was the strongest. Gradually, Cho reduced her fear of the trigger, but could never fully bring herself to eat it again, understandably. However, the negative effect it had on her social life diminished, and she could even sit at the same table while those around her ate rice. To help with Cho's trigger, blossom, Marion suggested she try writing about what the blossom means to her. Some clients prefer to use positive self-talk in their writing about their triggers, but Cho decided on a different route. In her culture, it was common to write poems about blossoms and the weather associated with it. First, Cho started out by reading some of her favorite poems to remind her of the calm and sense of beauty that blossoms once inspired. Eventually, she began to write poems of her own about the blossoms and the purity they represented. After a few months of writing, Cho reported that she was growing a small cherry tree in her backyard to symbolize her healthy growth. Her reintroduction to what she had loved about blossoms in the first place helped Cho to overcome her fear of them as a trigger. Because her triggers, feeling dirty, loud metal doors, and rice, all caused Cho to feel anxious and on edge, Marion suggested Cho use a relaxation technique. Her choice of relaxation was the abdominal breathing exercise. While she stood outside the restaurant, Cho also had extra support from a friend who held her hand and said soothing things to her. Importantly, this friend was female because Cho associated rice and males and the guards who beat her. Some of your clients might prefer this extra support as well. The abdominal breathing exercise is designed to decrease body tension by increasing oxygen flow to the brain. Here are the instructions Marion gave to Cho. Number 1. Note the level of tension you're feeling. Then place one hand on your stomach right beneath your ribs. Number 2. Inhale slowly and deeply through your nose into the bottom of your lungs. In other words, send your air as low as you can. If you're breathing from your abdomen, your hand should actually rise. Your chest should move slightly while your abdomen expands. Number 3. When you've taken in a full breath, pause for a moment. Then exhale slowly through your nose or mouth, depending on your preference. As you exhale, allow your whole body to just let go. You might like to visualize your arms and legs going loose and limp, like a rag doll. Number 4. Do 10 slow, full abdominal breaths. Try to keep your breathing smooth and regular, without gulping in a big breath or letting your breath out all at once. Remember to pause briefly at the end of each inhalation. Count to 10, progressing with each exhalation. The process should go like this. Slow inhale, pause. Slow exhale, count 1. Slow inhale, pause. Slow exhale, count 2. And so on, up to 10. If you start to feel lightheaded while practicing abdominal breathing, stop for about 30 seconds and then start up again. Number 5. Extend the exercise, if you wish, by doing 2 or 3 sets of abdominal breaths. Remember to count up to 10 for each set. 5 full minutes of abdominal breathing will have a pronounced effect in reducing anxiety or early signs of panic. Other breathing exercises include the calming breath exercise, which we discussed on track 3. On this track, we presented 3 techniques to help a PTSD client cope with their triggers: trigger coping questionnaire, writing, and abdominal breathing exercise. On the next track, we will discuss techniques to help your client recall the trauma safely and accurately: memory prompts, revisiting the scene of the trauma, talking to others, and artistic outlets. Also, we will discuss self-forgiveness and its relation to the recall process. Question 9. What are 3 techniques that are useful in helping PTSD clients cope with their triggers?